let's head back to the gym for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hey, we're back at the Tiger Gym as we get set for the boys' game here this afternoon between Hastings High and Lexington. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech, and coach sitting at 5-5 in the season, talk about the progress of the team.
Well, I think we were doing really good, and kind of a culmination of factors heading into our conference tournament, winning our first round game against Columbus, and then you have to face number 2 in Class A Norfolk, and you know, top 5 Class B team in Scottsbluff, and then go on the road and face another top 5 Class B team in Beatrice. And second year in a row, we've had to face Beatrice coming off their first loss of the year. So you kind of heading into a hornet's nest there. But, you know, up to that point, and even, you know, in periods again in those previous 3 games, I thought we'd played pretty well, doing some good things. But it's just, you know, the depth when we get in. And I said from day one, the top 5 teams in the state are going to be hard for us to compete with night in and night out. But I always felt comfortable from kind of 6 through 10 or anybody else, if we play a good, clean game, that we have as good of a chance to win as anybody. So I think that's kind of holding true right now, you know, with our win over Seward and York. And at the time, Holdridge was playing a little bit better than they are right now. I feel pretty good about some things, but still got work to do. But I think the biggest thing is we had 3 games in 5 days with 2 practices total coming out of that moratorium, which is, you know, universal for everybody. But at the same time, we've just got to do a better job of shoring up some of our mistakes. And I think this 5-day stretch here of 5 really good practices, and we got after it quite a bit this week. So I hope the boys will come out tonight focused and competing, because Lex does a very good job of that themselves.
What about some of the things you're struggling with, things that you're not happy with right now?
Well, we just seem to have stretches, you know, not a couple possessions. As we're having a quarter in a game to where we just kind of lose track of things. And that's going back to our game against Elkhorn South. You know, after the first quarter, we're down 6. After the second, or going into halftime, we're down 20, you know, so it's that second quarter, we just really fell asleep on a lot of different things within our game plan, and we have a hard time breaking the opponent's tempo, and we played Elkhorn South dead even the rest of the game. Down 5 against Norfolk, second round of our conference tournament, going at half down 5 and come out in the third quarter, they just kind of blitzkrieged us with pressure and got us playing faster, and they capitalized on our turnovers that we would make. So Beatrice was a little bit more of the same. Second quarter, we kind of imploded. So we've just got to do a better job, and that probably falls back on me more than any of just, using our timeouts and getting our kids settled in. But you always like to have a couple of those sitting in your back pocket if it's a ball game towards the end of the game. So, but we've, you know, as a staff, we've got to do a better job of using our timeouts probably to change tempo, and we've got to do a better job of making sure that we can control the tempo of our game with set play calls and things of that nature.
What problems handling pressure right now?
That's not as much handling the pressure as dictating the tempo of our shot selection once we get the ball across half court. And yeah, we've been a little bit loose with the ball in our previous game, 3 games, but I don't think it was the turnovers as much as it was the tempo and getting us to play at a faster pace than we want to.
Morgan Karloff off to a great start for you, averaging about 13 points per ball game. Talk about his play so far.
Well, he's really developed himself into a really good scorer. You know, we're utilizing him in the post a lot more now, doing a very good job with getting him freed up on some screens. And I think our kids understand when Morgan's got the ball, we're a pretty darn good team. And he's done a good job of being aggressive, getting himself to the foul line. He's rebounding the ball offensively better than he did a year ago. So he's really developed in his game, and that's to his credit.
Well, he's got Vinny Schmidt out there, too, for the outside.
Yeah, Vinny's done a good job. He started the year a little bit slower from the three-point line, you know, not shooting very good, but really bounced back, you know, against probably starting in that York game was probably his biggest breakout game from the three-point line.
Well, just stepping up for you so far.
I think Sam Reimer's just been so solid for us defensively. He's done a really good job just kind of dictating the tempo and giving us a toughness factor. But I think Addison Bilau and Zane Bender, and I think, you know, against York again. Nick Hamburger did some really, really good stuff. So by and large, I think we're a little bit more balanced than I thought we would be coming into this year.
What about Lex, the team we're going to see today?
They're playing a multitude of defenses that really keep you off balance. They're showing some soft pressure, but they'll trap the corners really hard, doing a really good job of kind of dictating their tempo. They're spreading out, driving a little bit more. I think they're a very strong right-handed driving team. So if our defense can force them to their left and a little bit out of their comfort zone, I think we have a pretty good chance.
One kid in double figures for him, the McKeon kid. What have you seen about him?
He's a 6'3" guard, and he can score. He's a little bit like Morgan, maybe not quite the athlete that Morgan is, but similar game. I don't know if he's quite as skilled as Morgan either, but he's a tough matchup because he forces you to play a guard on him, and he can get you inside, and he's got a bigger, stronger body, so he can utilize that to his advantage as well.
What are you telling the guys? What's the keys to winning this thing today?
Well, we've got to really come out. We've got to play a lot harder than we have, I think, physically. I think mentally we've got to do a better job of making sure that we're not having the slips in our communication defensively, and we're not giving up those big stretches, like I said, quarter-long stretches where we're just not getting anything positive.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. We've got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. Hastings and Lexington today on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Hastings High, the jungle, as Hastings gets set to take on the Lexington Minutemen here in game number two. If you're just joining us, the girls' ball game, a quick moving affair here today as Hastings High knocked off Lexington by the score of 56-36. Hastings High boys are currently 5-5 on the season, but the Tigers have lost their last three games in a row, albeit against some very good competition. They actually won their first game in the GNAC tournament during the holidays. They beat Columbus by the score of 57-45. And then in the second ball game, Hastings faced the number two or number one ranked Norfolk Panthers and were beaten by the score of 60-38. Then they played Scotts Bluff, who was also state ranked in Class B. Lost to the Bearcats by the score of 68-46. Then they went on the road the other night and lost to Beatrice, another top 10 rated team in Class B. Lost to them by the score of 58-36. But the next few ball games, Hastings has got a good schedule here with Lexington and then McCook coming up next week in Grand Island Northwest. All those teams are currently below 500, so the Tigers can pick up some momentum, pick up some wins here if they play well. But it all starts here this afternoon with this ball game against Lexington, a team that is currently 2-7 on the season. But they had a good showing last night at home against Lincoln Pius. They lost by the score of 61-57, but Pius is a pretty good basketball team. They lost by only 4 points there. Lexington going 1-2 in that GNAC tournament hosted by Hastings High over the holidays. They lost in Norfolk in the first ball game, 74-28. Came back the next day and lost to Columbus, 69-55, and then beat McCook in overtime, 51-47. Their other win was their second ball game of the season when they eked out a 51-50 win over Ogallala. So Lexington is a team that is averaging only about 31 points per ball game. On offense, they're giving up 49.5 on the defensive end. The Hastings High Tigers averaging 49 points per ball game. On offense, they're giving up 52 points per ball game on defense. So it's Hastings High and Lexington here this afternoon on 1230 KHS, the second game of two. Get you up to date on the scoreboard here today. The Hastings Saints and Sayre Hawkettes and Blue Hawks are playing in Lincoln today. The girls' game is just completed, and Lincoln Christian beat Hastings Saints and Sayre today by a score of 56-51. Chandra Farmer led the way for Saints and Sayre. She scored 17 points in the ball game. Claire Hamburger had 16. So Hastings Saints and Sayre girls, they go down to defeat to Lincoln Christian today, losing by a score of 56-51. Adams Central is playing on the road tonight at St. Paul. The GPAC scores, as far as the women are concerned, as the college ranks are still going on today. Hastings College has got the bye weekend this weekend. On the women's side of things today, it was Dort beating Nebraska Wesleyan 73-63. Concordia over Northwestern 90-80. Briarcliff got by Midland 61-60. And it was a Morningside edging Doan today in overtime and Crete the final score of 88-86. Our scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of the Sonic Drive-In on South Burlington and Hastings. You can also check them out online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. We've got the starting lineups for the boys' contest coming up here this afternoon between Hastings and Lexington. The starting lineups, as usual, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the visitors of Lexington, they're going to be dressed in their orange uniforms here this afternoon. Trimmed and lettered in the gray and the black, they're going to go with Easton Young. Young is a 5'9" freshman. Young is averaging only 3.9 points per ball game. Trevor McEwen is their 6'3" junior. McEwen is their leading scorer, averaging 13.4 points per ball game and also 7.3 rebounds per game. Seth Sonderlund is a 6'2" junior. Sonderlund is averaging 5.4 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Tyson Block is a 5'10" senior. Tyson Block is averaging 3.3 points and 2 rebounds per game. And then Colin Kenton is a 6'5" senior. He's averaging 8.7 points and 6.6 rebounds per ball game. Lexington is hitting 41% of their field goal trying so far this year, 24% from three-point territory, 53% from the free throw line. For the Hastings High Tigers tonight, they will go with Vinny Schmidt, the 5'9" sophomore. Schmidt is averaging 9.7 points and 1.4 rebounds per game. Morgan Karloff is a 6'2" junior. Karloff averaging 13 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Sam Reimer is a 5'10" junior. Reimer is averaging 4.6 points and 2 rebounds per game. Also going to see Nick Hamburger, a 6'1" senior. Hamburger averaging 7 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Then Addison Bielau, a 6'5" senior. Bielau is averaging 6.3 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. The Tigers hitting 45% from the field this year, 34% from three-point territory, and 70% from the free throw line. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with three locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So it's Hastings and Lexington here this afternoon in boys high school basketball on this Saturday on 1230 KHAS. Bielau will jump things off for Hastings against the McEwen of Lexington, and the ball is in the air. Hastings will control the opening tip. Tigers will shoot to our basket to our left. So, again, a lot of white and orange here. Hastings High in their home standing whites, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Lexington in their orange uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gray and black here this afternoon. Tigers go to work. We're going to have a holding foul inside. They're holding Addison Bielau. There's the pass came in there. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Colin Kenton. That's going to be his first personal foul, and the first team foul on the Minutemen here in his first quarter of play. Just 16 seconds into the ball game, the Tigers will play things in. Karloff has got the ball as they give things away now to Nick Hamburger. Back outside to Vinny. Shot for three. Good. Benny Schmidt, it's a three-pointer to get the ball game started here. The Tigers go out on top with a score of 3-0. Vinny's hitting 37% of his three-pointers so far this season. There's Easton Young with the ball now as he drives the ball against Schmidt. Gives it up now to Sonderlund out here in three-point territory. Right side to a Tyson Block. Tyson Block dribbles once. Cross-court pass goes to Easton Young. Easton Young, top of the key. Adam McEwen takes a three. His shot is off of the back iron. No good. Rebounded offensively there by Lexington. They keep the ball alive. That's Tyson Black with the ball. Takes it just inside the free throw circle. His shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound again. It's loose on the floor. It's picked up here by the Minutemen. Kenton's shot is going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes out of Hastings. So the Minutemen get three shots of the hole there in their opening possession. Here's Karloff driving the ball. An offensive foul is called on Karloff as he knocks down that's Kenton on the baseline. So Karloff gets hit with a personal foul there for Hastings. That's going to be his first. Game foul number one of the Tigers just underway here at the jungle up at Hastings High. 3-0 is the score. Hastings with a lead on the three-pointer by Vinny Schmidt. And here come the Lexington Minutemen now. Trevor McEwen, he's their leading scorer, has got the ball as he hands it away out here to Easton Young as they run the offense. The Tigers in a man-to-man defense to start off this basketball game this afternoon. There's Tyson Black with the ball, dribbles once. He gives it up. There's McEwen again at the top of the circle. Over here on the right side, that's going to be Sonderlund. Takes the ball in the lane. His shot from 10 is no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot good. Tyson Block gets the offensive board and the putback. 3-2 is the score now. Already three offensive rebounds for Lexington in the first 2 minutes of this basketball game. 3-2, Hastings with the lead. There's Karloff in the lane. Shot good. Morgan Karloff took it into the paint and scores easily. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 5-2 now. Tigers are out on top. Here comes McEwen back with the ball now for Lexington. Waist high dribble as he brings it into the offensive zone. Setting a screen out there is Kenton. McEwen takes the ball to the top of the key, then drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops there. Gives it out to Easton Young. He takes the ball right inside the free throw line. His shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul and shot good. Kent gets the offensive board and the putback. So we've seen that in all three possessions so far for Lexington. At least one offensive board during the possession. 5-4 is the score now. Hastings out on top by one. Vinny Schmidt hammers the ball inside to Bilal. They get it back out to Reimer, top of the key, left side. There's a three-pointer put up there and in by Nick Hamburger. Nick Hamburger throws up a tray, so the Tigers have hit two threes so far in the ball game, and now it's a 8-4 ball game. Hastings out on top as McEwen brings the ball back now for Lexington. McEwen comes over here on the right side to Tyson Block. Toes right at the top of the three-point circle. Sonderlund, top of the key, takes it to the elbow. Down near side again to a Tyson Block, holds onto it. 200 pass, skip pass comes out on top. Easton Young now down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Kett. No good. Another offensive rebound. Follow-up shot up there. No good. Bound for the loose ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Lexington ball. So, again, another offensive rebound for Lexington after a missed field goal. 8-4 is the score. We're about 3 minutes into the ball game from the jungle at Hastings High today. Hastings out on top here in this contest as Lexington will play the ball in from baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to Sonderlund. Shot is going to be no good. Partially deflected, and the ball is brought out there by Karloff of Hastings. Down to Vinny Schmidt, and the foul is going to be called. Hastings running the attack back the other way, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Lexington. It's going to go on Easton Young. That's going to be his first foul, team foul number two on the Minutemen here in this first quarter of play. Tigers will play things in baseline right side as they get it in here. Hamburger gets her back. Hamburger down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down to the baseline to Vinny Schmidt. Now across the lane. His shot is up and in. Addison Bilal scores on the nice assist there by Schmidt. And it's a 10-4 ball game. Hastings out on top of Lexington early in this ball game. There's Tyson Block with the ball deep in the corner of the right side. Lobs her back out here to Sonderlund. Seth Sonderlund. Here's a pass nearly intercepted. Nearly intercepted by Reimer. Was brought down by McEwen. Reimer goes for the swap again, and he can't get to it. Comes across the top of the key here to Block. Entry pass down low on the baseline right side. That's Easton Young. He puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Lexington working against the Tiger man and him, jabbing for the hole. A shot is put up there by Sonderlund. No good. Rebound Schmidt of Hastings. Vinny Schmidt into the forecourt. There's Karloff with three. His shot is up there. No good. Lexington crashes the boards again. Sonderlund gets the rebound. They get it away to Easton Young down the near sideline. 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 10-4. Hastings out on top here over Lexington. They pound the ball inside. That's Sonderlund. Kicks her back out here to McEwen at the top of the key. And now we've got Lexington one and call. Timeout. Lexington calls a timeout here. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Heath's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at the Jungle. Hastings High on top of the Lexington Minutemen. The score is 10-4. Lexington calling the timeout. They're trying to get something going offensively. There's a shot in the lane by Sunderland. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound again is Lutz on the baseline. And we got a whistle. Let's see. It goes out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to Lex. So the Minutemen will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Offensive rebounds have been huge so far in this basketball game for the Minutemen. They play things in to Sunderland. Outside down to Easton Young, who moves it over to McEwen. Down in the corner, we got a traveling violation on McEwen as he was trying to set up over there in the corner. He had Sam Reimer staring his right down in his face there. The traveling violation is called on Lexington. First turnover on the Minutemen here in the ball game, and now Lexington will apply some pressure in backcourt. Hastings eye breaks it easily. Karloff on the baseline is running. One-hander is good. Morgan Karloff now with 4 points in the basketball game for Hastings. And the Tigers are out on top by a score of 12-4 here in this basketball game. Here's a McEwen with the ball, moves it to the left side of the lane, stops, reverses the ball, gets it out here to Williams Mendendez, Williams Mendoza, who's into the ball game now for Lexington. Mendoza hops back, takes a three-pointer. His shot's going to be too strong, no good. Rebound, Hastings. Rebound to Sam Reimer of Hastings High. They get the ball ahead to Karloff. Drive, shoots, and scores. Morgan Karloff scores his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points, and Hastings is out on top now by 10 early in this basketball game. We're still in the first quarter. 14-4 is the score with 2.5 minutes to play in the opening period. Out on top, this is a Mendoza with the ball. Mendoza gets away, drives it down the lane to the goal. He goes, his shot no good. Ball tapped out, it's picked up by Lexington. Minutemen keep it alive. That's McEwen with the ball. McEwen from the elbow, his shot good. Trevor McEwen scores from the elbow left side of the lane. That's his first field goal. 14-6 is the score now. Hastings High out on top. And again, it's Lexington applying pressure down in backcourts. Hastings High breaks it easily. There's a shot by Karloff. He misses that one. And the rebound comes down here to Lexington. Easton Young down the near sideline for the Lexington Minutemen. He's guarded out there by Vinny Schmidt out here in 3-point territory. Easton Young moves it to the near sideline. That's going to be Sonderlund with the ball. Hammers it down low. Underneath the basket and losing control of it out of bounds is Ketton. That's going to be a timeout. Nope, it's going to be a turnover here on Lexington. A turnover on Lexington. That's going to be their second in the ball game. Hastings High will play things in here in backcourt. The Tigers out on top by a score of 14-6 here in the basketball game. Again, Lexington applying pressure here in backcourt. Nick Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger comes over to Sam Reimer. They get it into the offensive zone. Now to Zane Bender, who's into the ball game now for Hastings High. Here's Vinny Schmidt, three-pointer right down through the hole. Vinny Schmidt knocks down his second tray of the ball game. He's got 6 points. Hastings out on top now by a score of 17-6. In boys high school basketball action here this afternoon, Trevor McEwen has got the ball. McEwen now to Mendoza as he drives the baseline, and he runs into a Tiger. Here we're going to have a foul down there. Personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. That's going to go on Nick Hamburger. That's going to be his first. Hamburger picks up his first foul. Team foul number two on the Tigers. Jared Foote comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out is going to be Karloff. Non-shooting situation. Lexington will play things in to get it to a Tyson block. Out here to Easton Young. Pass goes to the far sideline. McEwen has got the ball. Entry pass to get her down low. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ketton takes a shot there and misses, and the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Nick Hamburger with the ball for the Tigers, running back the other way. Hamburger pulls up left side of the lane. Hamburger gets her back here after throwing it out between the circles. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out, and Lexington grabs the ball. Easton Young comes into the forecourt now to Tyson Block. Entry pass, they get it inside. That's McEwen. McEwen goes up with a shot. It's up there, no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings in a pushing foul. Zane Bender got the rebound and a pushing foul from behind here. That's going to go on Colin Kenton. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number three on Lexington. Kenton is going to check out of the ball game. Now he just kind of pushes the Tiger there and picks up the personal foul. 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 17-6 is the score. Hastings High out on top. Here's Nick Hamburger with the ball down the near sideline. A pass to Bender. Grabs the ball, shoots, and scores. Zane Bender scores on a nice pass by Hamburger. They break that pressure, and Zane Bender gets the easy field goal. Hastings High out on top, 19-6 here in the ballgame. Driving to the rack, right down the lane, and a shot is up and in. That's Mendoza scoring there for Lexington. 19-8, now with 11 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hamburger takes it down the far sideline. The ball's going to be tipped out of bounds there by Tyson Block. Trying to get the ball down in the corner there to Benny Schmidt, who I'm sure had the three ball on his mind there. 7.2 seconds to play. Hastings out on top by 11, 19-8. Tigers will play it in. Hamburger gets it into Sam Reimer down on the baseline. Reimer, cross-court pass to Schmidt from the corner. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down here to Sonderlin, and that's the end of the first quarter. First quarter in the books. Boys High School basketball action here tonight from the jungle at Hastings High. Hastings out on top after one. It's the Tigers 19 and the Lexington Minutemen 8.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Benny Schmidt, Morgan Karloff leading the Tigers so far with 6 points apiece. Schmidt's got a couple of three-pointers. Karloff's got three two-point field goals. And the Tigers are out on top after the first quarter by a score of 19-8. Your first quarter number is brought to you by the Food Cupboard in Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. They're located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at Food Cupboard and save big today. So one quarter in the books, the Hastings High girls basketball team picking up a win in the opener this afternoon by a score of 56-36. But now the Hastings High boys out on top of Lexington by a score of 19-8. As Lexington has got the ball to begin the second quarter, McEwen from the corner, shot going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Dick Hamburger brings the ball up the floor for Hastings High. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone, gets it over here to Karloff. Karloff's pass is going to be deflected away and is picked up on the far sideline by Mendoza. That's the second turnover on Hastings. McEwen has got the ball to the top of the key for Lexington. McEwen stops at the top of the circle, picked up there by Sam Reimer of Hastings. Here's Easton Young with the ball, dribbles once, goes over to Mendoza, down to the far sideline. The ball over there is going to be Tyson Block to Mendoza, down to the near side. Here's a long-range jumper for three, up there no good by Easton Young. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Addison Belon with a rebound, gets it away to Hamburger, down the right sideline. Hamburger hands it away out here to Morgan Karloff. Karloff comes across the top. They go inside down to Vinny Schmidt. There's a shot thrown up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Belau. Belau goes back up, shoots and scores, and he's fouling the play. Addison Belau scores there for Hastings, and he is fouling the play. That's the second field goal of the ball game by Belau. And the personal foul is going to be called on Williams Mendoza. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number four on Lexington here in the ball game. Belau goes to the free throw line now for Hastings High. Belau's a 71% foul shooter in the season, as he will toe the mark here for the Tigers. 21-8 is the score. Hastings High out on top of Lexington. Tigers looking for their sixth win of the season here this afternoon. Shot from the free throw line is up there and good by Addison Belau. And the Tigers are out on top now 22-8 in boys high school basketball. And now the Tigers are going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. Here's McEwen. He stops back there. Really travels with the ball. Gets it away. Now gets it back into the offensive zone. McEwen, their leading scorer, handling the ball here. Goes to the far side. That's going to be blocked. Now a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Anderson. Saltz is into the ball game. Rebounded here. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. Williams. Mendoza scores. Mendoza scoring there for Lexington. That's his second field goal of the ball game. Hastings High coming back with the basketball now. In their offensive zone, here's a pass out on top. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Mendoza. Now we've got the ball deflected out of bounds. So the Tigers turn it over for the third time here this afternoon. Lexington will play things in here in backcourt. High school basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Lexington with ball on their offensive end. Here's McHugh and moves to his left. Fires up a long-range jumper. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound, Bilal. Addison Bilal with the ball for the Tigers. Gets it away now to Sam Reimer into the forecourt on the far side. There's a pass deflected away. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings High will play things in. Brian Minky now into the ball game for Hastings High. So Brian Minky in there now, a 5'10" junior, one of the guard positions for the Tigers. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Bilal has got the ball. We're in the second quarter. Here the jungle. Bilal throws the ball out here. It's picked up by Minky, and Minky comes crashing into the scorer's table. It goes out of bounds, and the Tigers turn it over again. The fourth turnover on Hastings High here in the ball game. So Lexington will play things in right here on the near sideline. Tyson Block has got the ball. He's picked up out here by Sam Reimer of Hastings High. To the far side, they get it over there to a size of the ball. Now back in the lane, that's McEwen. Down the paint he goes. The shot is good, but it won't count. They got a foul on the way in. And it'll be Lexington playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Addison Bilal picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on Hastings High. And the ball game now for Hastings will be Nick Hamburger. Also coming in will be Vinny Schmidt. 5:31 to play here in the second quarter. Hastings High out on top of Lexington by a score of 22-10. Inbounds pass right in front of the basket. His shot is up there and in by Seth Sunderland. Sunderland scores off of the inbounds pass. It is 22-12. Lexington back within 10 points. Here's Hamburger with the ball for Hastings down in the corner to Vinny Schmidt. Vinny Schmidt gets it to Minky. Now to Karloff, top of the key. Karloff puts it on the floor and dribbles to the left side. Picks up the dribble. Now he's in trouble. Has to send it inside. They get it down there to Bender, who tries to dump the ball away to Minky, sliding for the hole, and it goes off of Minky's hands out of bounds. So the Tigers turn it over for the fifth time here in the ball game, and Lexington will come back the other direction, trailing by 10 points in the ball game, 22-12. It was 19-8 after the first quarter. We're about 3 minutes into period number two here this afternoon. Here's McEwen with the ball. McEwen gets it to Mendoza. He drives the ball against Schmidt, gives it up down in the corner. Dribbling toward the basket is going to be Easton Young. Out to Mendoza again, and a traveling violation. Mendoza runs right into Vinny Schmidt in a traveling violation. Third turnover on Lexington here in the ballgame. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. 22-12 is the score. Hastings out on top with 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half. Nick Hamburger will bring the ball up now for the Tigers. Trots it across the 10-second line. Goes over to Karloff behind a Hamburger screen. Drives it down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Morgan Karloff scores his fourth field goal. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. 24-12 is the score now. Hastings out on top by 12 points. Here's McEwen back for Lexington. Drives it to the elbow. McEwen has to get rid of it to Mendoza. Out of the near side with the ball there is going to be Size. Size out to McEwen. Drives it down the lane. Left-handed layup. Good, and he's fouling the play. Trevor McEwen scoring there. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. The basket counts, and a personal foul is going to be called on Nick Hamburger. That's going to be his second. Second foul on Hamburger, team foul number four on the Tigers. And now going to the free throw line for Lexington will be Trevor McEwen. He's a 62% foul shooter on the season here for Lexington. So McEwen will toe the mark here for the Minutemen. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. A three-point play. That's the first free throw of the afternoon for Lexington. And now the Minutemen back to within 9 points at 24-15. Hastings got out to a big lead in the first quarter at 13 points. The lead is now chopped down to 9 points here at 24-15. We're in the second period. Morgan Karloff goes over to a Vinny Schmidt. Now down in the corner, Brian Minky puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Minky trying to penetrate, takes the ball to the goal. His shot is up there, it's good, and that won't count. A personal foul on the way in as Brian Minky got the ball dropped down through the hole. Personal foul is going to be called here on Jay Faggett. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number five on Lexington. End of the ball game for Hastings will be Sam Reimer. Checking out is going to be Nick Hamburger. 24-15 to score. Hastings high out on top by nine. Tigers will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Schmidt will get things in to Karloff. Back to Schmidt from the corner. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mendoza. One and done as Lexington crashes the boards again. Here comes a McEwen with the ball. McEwen comes over on the right side to Andrew Saltz. Takes it into the paint here. Here's Lobby now as he drives it down the right side of the lane to the baseline. It's on up and in. Caleb Lobby just checked in there. Takes it right down the right side of the lane and scores. Now Lance wants to call a timeout here as Lexington is back within 7 points. We got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. They are located on West 14th Street in Hastings. Matter of fact, they're at 405 East 14th. We'll be back with more after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days, same as cash, or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
3:34 to play here in the second quarter. Hastings High has got a 7-point lead over Lexington in boys high school basketball. In the girls game, Hastings beat Lex by the score of 56-36. Here's Karloff, takes the ball in the lane. Again, the ball's going to be jarred loose, and now we got a foul called. Karloff took it right into the paint there. Going up for the shot, it was knocked out of his hands, and now a personal foul is to be called on the Tigers. It's going to go on Karloff, going for the loose ball there after it was jarred loose. He picks up his second personal foul. Karloff comes out. Here comes Zane Bender back into the ballgame now for the Tigers. So 3:21 to play here in quarter number two, and now Lexington within 7 points. And the Minutemen have the ball back here. Trevor McEwen comes into the forecourt, gives the ball to a lobby. Now down in the corner, Mendoza for three. Shot good. Williams Mendoza knocks down a three-pointer from the right corner, and Lexington is back to within 4 points. 24-20. Now Hastings has the ball knocked out of bounds on the far sideline as the Tigers try to get it down in the corner to Schmidt. And the ball is deflected out of bounds, so Hastings High will play things in. 3:02 to play second quarter, 24-20 to score. Hastings leading by four. Here's a Sam Reimer with the ball, brings it back to Brian Mickey. Free throw line extended right side. Mickey brings it out in the three-point territory, dumps it off in the lane. Zane Bender grabs the ball. He's being attacked down there, goes up for the basket and scores. Zane Bender had a couple of Minutemen around him and fought his way to the basket and scores. Bender now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings back out on top by six, and now Lexington throws the ball away. Trying to get it to the far sideline, and they throw it by their man over there, Andrew Saltz. Turnover number four on Lexington here in the ball game. Hastings gets the ball back with a 6-point lead. 26-20 the score with 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Here's Vinny Schmidt on the near sideline. Vinny comes out here to Bilal, top of the key. Bilal brings it to the near side to Sam Reimer, dribbles to the elbow. Vinny Schmidt on the far side. Vinny out to Brian Mickey. Bounce pass comes over here to Reimer. Sends it down to the baseline. Bilal grabs the ball. Heads for the goal. A shot good. Left to right down on the baseline there as Bilal takes it to the hole and scores. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, and just like that, Hastings has scored four straight. Tigers out on top by 8 points. Here's McEwen down the lane. He's going to be fouled in the play. McEwen took it right down the lane there against the Tiger D and draws the personal foul. That's going to go on Bender, and that's going to be his first foul. Zane Bender picks up his first team foul, number six on Hastings. Going to the free throw line is going to be Trevor McEwen for Lexington. He'll have two shots here, fouled in the act of shooting. His first one is no good. He's now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Easton Young comes back in. Here comes Seth Sunderland back in for Lexington. 2 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings leading Lexington by the score of 28-20. McEwen's next shot is in the air. That one is good. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now 28-21. Lexington currently 2-8 on the season. Hastings High sitting at 5-5 as they battle here this afternoon. Vinny Schmidt with the ball out to Zane Bender. Lobs it down low. Bilal can't grab it as it goes over his hand out of bounds. So a turnover on Hastings High. That's going to be their sixth in the ball game. And now Lexington has got the ball back. Here come the Minutemen. With a minute and 50 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 28-21. Tigers have a 7-point lead. Lexington with the ball. Easton Young just across the 10-second line. He stops. Bounce pass comes to McEwen. His shot for three from the wing. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound battled for and is grabbed here by Bryant Minky. Minky has got the ball for Hastings High. Winds his way up the floor here. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone for the Tigers. Bryant Minky comes to the near side and the ball deflected out of bounds and lost out of bounds by Reimer. Reimer had it in his hands, but he was also battling there with Williams Mendoza. And Reimer was the last to touch it. It goes out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. That's their seventh of the ball game. And now Lexington will play things in. Here on the near sideline, they'll bring the ball up, trailing by 7 points. 90 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's Easton Young with the ball. Easton Young goes to Mendoza. Mendoza powers the ball inside. That's going to be McEwen. He's at the free throw line. The ball is knocked loose. The scramble is on, and now we got a jump ball called. Benny Schmidt down at the bottom of the stack there with Easton Young. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers, so this will be a turnover on Lexington. That is their fifth of the ball game. And now the Tigers will get the ball back with a minute and 11 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 28-21, Tigers out on top. Hastings had a 19-8 lead after the first quarter. Here's Bryant Minky with the ball, top of the key. They get it to Addison Belau, and he throws the ball away. Trying to come back to Reimer here on the near sideline. So the turnover is starting to mount up for Hastings High. They've got eight of them already here in the first half. Under a minute to play here in the second quarter, 28-21. The score remains. Hastings High out on top of Lexington here this afternoon. Here on the near sideline, this is going to be a Mendoza with the ball. Mendoza comes outside. That's McEwen trying to drive it, has to get rid of it. Now there's a three-pointer, but nope, a two-pointer thrown up there good by Caleb Lobby. Lobby's got 4 points in the ball game, 28-23. Tigers with a five-point lead. Bryant Minky with the ball out here in three-point territory. They go for the steal. Minky gets away. Now to Bender. Zane Bender dribbles once. So we're down to 28 seconds to play. We'll see what the Tigers play for the final shot here. Sam Reimer is out here with Mendoza. Reimer runs the offense deep in the right corner. That's going to be Bryant Minky with the ball. Comes out here near the 10-second line and the dribble. Minky gets away. Takes it down to the baseline. The ball tipped away. Picked up by Belau. And goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. We got a foul called out here as well. Personal foul is going to be called on Lexington. It's going to go on Easton Young. That's going to be his second foul. So two fouls on Easton Young. That's going to be team foul number six on Lexington. So no free throws here. Hastings will play it in with 11.2 seconds to play. Vinny Schmidt will inbound the ball for the Tigers. Underneath their own basket to the left side. They get it to Zane Bender from the left corner. Drive, shoots, and scores. Zane Bender hits his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 4 seconds to play. Here's McEwen. He drives it. McEwen gets the shot away. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Boys High School basketball action here tonight. The Hastings High Tigers with the lead over Lexington. The score, Hastings 30, Lexington 23. You're listening to Boys High School basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. At halftime of our boys' high school basketball game tonight, Hastings High is leading Lexington by a score of 30-23. Tigers jumped out early on Lex. In fact, they got out to a 14-4 lead in this basketball game. Hastings High led at the end of one quarter by a score of 19-8. Lexington battled back. They were within 4 points at 24-20 with 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the first half. And Hastings High has got the lead here at halftime by 7. It is now 30-23. We'll get you some scoring numbers here brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. They're located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. You can shop the Food Cupboard and save big today. Lexington in the first half, they got 7 points in the ball game from Williams Mendoza. He came off the bench, hit a couple of field goals, and he had a three for 7 points here in the first half. Trevor McEwen, he has got 6 points, a couple of field goals, and he is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. 4 points for Caleb Lobby as he came off of the bench to hit a couple of field goals there. Seth Sonderland has got a field goal for two. Tyson Block has got a field goal for two. And Colin Kenton, he has got a field goal and 2 points. Lexington, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line in the first half of play. For the Hastings High Tigers, they had only one free throw in the first half. That was from Bilau, and he hit that one. So the Tigers, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line in the first half. They got 8 points in the ball game from Morgan Karloff. Karloff connects on 4 2-point field goals. Zane Bender had 3 field goals and 6 points. Benny Schmidt had a couple of threes for 6. Addison Bilau actually finishing with 7 points for Hastings High in the first half. 3 field goals, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. And Nick Hamburger had a tray for 3 points in the basketball game. Hastings had 8 turnovers in the first 16 minutes. Lexington had 5 turnovers. Your halftime stats brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. They're located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop the Food Cupboard and save big today. Again, our score at halftime, 30-23. Hastings High out on top of Lexington here this afternoon in boys high school play. The girls' game was before this one, and Hastings High took care of Lexington and won by the score of 56-36. Tigers led 22-12 at the end of the first quarter, 32-24 at halftime. It was 47-30 at the end of three. Hastings High goes on to win by a score of 56-36. Hastings getting 15 points in the ball game today from Libby Knappel, 14 points from Taylor Hendricks, and 13 points from Sophia Pankratz. Hastings High now 5-5 in the season. They will play at Lincoln Pines coming up next Thursday. Meanwhile, Lexington, they dropped a 1-10 in the season. Anna Ostrom led the way for the Minute Maids as she scored 16 points in the ball game. Again, the Hastings High Tigers, they beat Lexington in the girls' ball game preceding this one. The final score of 56-36. We'll come back to the Tiger Gym again at halftime. Hastings with a lead over Lexington. The score is 30-23. Back with more after this.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, New View Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from New View Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with New View Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics teams and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
KHAS.
I'm back here at the Tiger Gym. 30-23 is the score. Hastings High out on top of Lexington. Get you a scoreboard update now, brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct, located just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings on South Burlington. Or you can check them out online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. High school basketball from this afternoon in Lincoln. Lincoln Christian beat the Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes today by a score of 56-51. Chandra Farmer led St. Cecilia with 17 points. Claire Hamburger had 16. But St. Cecilia loses to Lincoln Christian today, 56-51. Hawkettes will play Grand Island Northwest coming up on Tuesday night. Adams Central is playing a boys-girls basketball doubleheader at St. Paul tonight. Again, Hastings High girls picking up a 56-36 win over Lexington in the first ball game here this afternoon. Saturday's normally our college basketball day here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings has the weekend off. But there is action going on in the GPAC today. Women's college basketball. It was Dort beating Nebraska Wesleyan 73-63. Concordia winners over Northwestern 90-80. It was Briar Cliff today getting by Midland by the score of 61-60. And Morningside had to go into overtime to beat Doan in Crete, winning by the score of 88-86. The Mustangs, the nation's number one ranked team, they had to go into overtime today to beat Doan 88-86 in women's college play. A non-conference game, you had Mount Marty beating Presentation College by the score of 73-52. In men's college basketball, teams involving the Great Plains Athletic Conference today, Morningside has beaten Doan by a score of 90-74. That was Presentation College over Mount Marty by a score of 93-74. NCAA Division I basketball today, Seton Hall winners over Creighton by a score of 68-67. That's the fifth straight loss now for the Creighton Blue Jays. Speaking of college basketball, we'll be back on the hardwoods on Wednesday. We'll be in Fremont as Hastings will take on Midland University. Women's game will go at 6 o'clock with the guys to follow at 8. We'll be on the air with a Pepsi pregame show at 5:45 next Wednesday here on 1230 KHIS. We've got the second half coming up here between Hastings and Lexington. The Tigers out on top of the Minutemen by 7 points here at the break. The score is 30-23. We've got the second half coming up on 1230 KHIS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High play is back in Lexington with the opening possession. A shot is taken by Kenton. It's going to be no good. And immediately we got a two to the whistle here on the rebound. A foul is going to go on Lexington. It's going to go on Seth Sonderland. That's going to be his first personal foul. First team foul in a minute, men. Here in half number two. So Hastings High has got the lead over Lexington. The score is 30-23 in boys high school basketball. And now Lexington again applying pressure here. We're at the 10-second line. This is Nick Hamburger. Brings the ball down the right sideline. Cuts it for the hole. Jump pass goes out on top. Here's Karloff for three. Shot good. Morgan Karloff knocks down a three-pointer from the top of the key. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 33-23. Hastings High out on top by 10 points now here in quarter number three. Trevor McEwen has got the ball. Hastings High still under man-to-man defense. McEwen goes over to Easton Young. Houston Young, high right side, entry pass down low. They get it down to McHugh, and his shot's no good, but he was pushed from behind, and the foul's going to be called. The foul here is going to go on Hastings. It'll go on Sam Reimer. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one of the Tigers going to the free throw line is going to be Trevor McEwen. He's their leading scorer. He's got 6 points in the ball game here tonight. He's averaging 13.4 in the season. His shot is up there. It rattles down through the hole. It is good. He is now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll get one more here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 33-24. Hastings High out on top here. McEwen's next shot is up there. This is going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Addison Belau with a rebound. Gets it away to Sam Reimer. Reimer down to Nick Hamburger here on the near sideline. Hamburger gets it back out to Reimer, who sends it down in the corner. Vinny Schmidt fakes the three. Comes back out to Reimer. Now right side to get it over there to Nick Hamburger down in the corner. That's Karloff with the ball. They work it back around the horn, back in the left corner. Vinny Schmidt sends the ball inside. It's going to be deflected away, kicked out of bounds. And Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hamburger will play things in for the Tigers. Hamburger's got the ball, looking to get things in. Has to come way out on top now to Morgan Karloff. Karloff comes across the top now to Sam Reimer, who brings it back to Hamburger. Entry pass to get it inside to Belau. Shot is up there, no good, and he's fouling the play. The entry pass to Addison Belau right in front of the basket, and he was hacked on the arm here as he goes up with a shot. Personal foul is going to be called on McEwen. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Minutemen here in the ballgame. Going to the free throw line is going to be Bilal. His shot is up there, and the shot good. As in Bilal will have one more. He's a 71% foul shooter in the season. He's 2 out of 2 so far today. Hastings out on top by 10. Now it's 34-24. Next shot is up there. It's off of the rim. No good. And a rebound comes down to Lexington. So here come the Minutemen. Hastings again attacking here in backcourt. They get it to McEwen. His jump pass comes over here to Tyson Block. Block on the dribble now. Sends it down in the corner. That's a long-range jumper by Soderlund. No good. Rebounded by Vinny Schmidt. Gets the ball ahead to Reimer. He drives, shoots, and misses the shot. And the rebound comes down to Soderlund. He has the ball knocked out of his hands, but it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Lexington basketball. So Hastings a great job in the transition. They just didn't finish at the hole there. And Lexington will come back the other direction with 6.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. The Tigers out on top by 10, 34-24. Lexington gets it in the offensive zone down the right sideline. They'll set things up offensively now. Easton Young goes over to McEwen. McEwen drives the ball to the free throw line, stops there. Nick Hamburger right in his face defensively. Here's a Easton Young around the screen, drives it to the hole. His scoop shot is knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. And they give the ball to Lex as Easton Young is knocked down in the play. Lexington will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Trevor McEwen will inbound the ball here for the Minutemen as he will get things in to Tyson Block. Long-range jumper is up there. In and out, no good. And a rebound comes down here to Vinny Schmidt. Schmidt with the ball, not a hamburger. Hustles back the other way. Gets it ahead now to Morgan Karloff. Drives the baseline. Can't go up for the shot. Comes out to Reimer. And now Karloff gets the ball back. He drives into the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down, but the foul is called. Seth Soderlund elevates there, but also got the body. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on Lexington here in the third quarter. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Morgan Karloff. He's got 11 points in the basketball game. So Karloff toes the mark here. This will be his first free throw of the day. And only the fourth for Hastings High in the contest. The shot is up there and in. Karloff, a good foul shooter. He's knocking down 75% of his free throws so far this year. Hastings High now with an 11-point lead in the third quarter. 35-24 Tigers. Morgan Karloff will have another one. His shot is up there and in. So Hastings trying to break a three-game losing streak here this afternoon. They've built the lead to a dozen points now. 36-24 here in the basketball game. Here's a McEwen, double-teamed in backcourt. There's a pass deflected. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Bilal got the tip, and it went right to the fingertips of Easton Young out of bounds on the far sideline. So Lexington turns the ball over for the sixth time here this afternoon. Hastings with the ball back here with a chance to build on this 12-point lead. Here's Hamburg with the ball. He goes underneath the bucket. Nice pass, but Karloff can't connect on the field goal. Rebounded here by Lexington, running back the other way. McEwen has got the ball, splits a couple of defenders, stops inside the free throw circle, has to get rid of it. Out to Young, high right side. Easton Young dribbles over here to the near sideline, looking to penetrate. Gets by Vinny Schmidt, down the lane he goes. Bounce pass out on the wing, dribbling the ball to the hole is going to be Soderlund. His shot no good, but he's fouled into play. Soderlund taking it to the hole there for Lexington, and he has fouled into play here. It's going to go on Karloff. That's going to be his third personal foul. So Karloff now with three in the ball game. Nick Hamburger's got a couple of fouls. Seth Soderlund to the free throw line. He's just a 48% foul shooter on the season here for Lexington. He'll have a couple of shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting. The shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Here comes Bryant Mickey into the ball game for Hastings. Caleb Lobby is coming in now for Lexington. 5:06 to play here in the third quarter. Hastings out on top of Lexington by the score of 36-24. Seth Soderlund will have one more. That one just barely draws iron. And a rebound comes right down to the hands of Addison Bilal for Hastings. Bilal gets it away down to Nick Hamburger. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. Down to Mickey in the corner. Bryant Mickey gets away. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Still can't put up a shot. To Sam Reimer. Reimer, entry pass, to get it inside to Bilal, works toward the basket. His shot is up there, is no good, but he's fouled into play. Hastings got the entry pass. Addison Bilal right in front of the basket, but he's fouled into play here by Kenton. That's going to be his third personal foul. Team foul number four on Lexington. Non-shooting situation. Hastings High will play things in. Hamburger to Vinny Schmidt, not a hamburger. Comes out here in the three-point territory on the dribble. Nick Hamburger hands it away to Schmidt here on the near sideline right in front of the Tiger bench. Schmidt drives the ball into the hole. Bounce pass right through the fingertips of Bilal out of bounds. Hastings Zion turns it over again. That's their ninth of the ball game. 36-24. Hastings Zion out on top by 12 points, trying to break a three-game losing streak here this afternoon. McEwen will play things in. This is Easton Young with the ball. Back to McEwen. He'll clear things out, and he'll bring things up now. McEwen on the dribble. Comes across the midcourt stripe, and now Lexington wants to burn a timeout. A timeout on the floor brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here this afternoon, and now turning into this evening on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Lexington here today. A special edition of high school basketball. The Broncos taking their bye week here this weekend. There's a shot by McEwen from the short right baseline. It's up and in. Trevor McEwen scoring there for Lexington. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. It's a 10-point lead for Hastings High, 36-26. About halfway through this third quarter of play from the jungle at Hastings. There's a Vinny Schmidt. They work the ball to Bilal right side of the lane. Bilal down on the baseline. Double team. Kicks it back out. Bryant Mickey for three. Shot good. Bryant Mickey knocks down a three ball here from the right side. That's his first field goal. And Hastings goes out on top by 13. 39-26. 3:47 to play now here in the third quarter. McEwen here in backcourt. Gets it to Easton Young. Comes into the offensive zone here on the near sideline. Easton Young gets away, splits through a couple of defenders, drives into the basket. His shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. Fouled on the way in here by the Tigers. Personal foul is whistled on Bryant Minkey of Hastings. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number three on the Tigers. Here comes Zane Bender into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Addison Bilal. So Bender is in there now for the Tigers. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Lexington playing things in underneath their own basket here. The play is in to Seth Sunderland, and he cans one. Sunderland from the left side of the lane. That's his second field goal. He's got 4 points. Lexington back within 11, 39-28. Bryant Minkey with the ball now for Hastings. Here on the right wing, Bryant Minkey puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the three-point territory, being hounded by Easton Young defensively for Lexington. Minkey gets away, comes to a stop at the free throw line, throws it to the near side. A shot up there, no good by Reimer. And the rebound comes down to McEwen. Long pass down to four. They get to Sunderland. Shot good. McEwen gets the assist. Seth Sunderland gets the field goal. He's now got 6 points. Lexington back to within nine now. 39-30 is the score. With 2:57 to play here in the third quarter. Vinny Schmidt, he goes for the basket, but he's fouled in the play. Personal foul here is going to be called on Lex. It's going to go on Williams Mendoza. That's going to be your second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number five on the Minutemen. So Hastings High, no free throws here. They'll play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Vinny Schmidt down in the corner. Dribbles once. Comes out to Sam Reimer. Now to Bryant Minkey here on the near side behind his screen. Minkey drives it down the lane. Stops. Loses control of the ball. Picks her back up. Goes to Reimer. His pass out on top is deflected and is picked up by McEwen. McEwen drives the ball against Hamburger. Shot good. Trevor McEwen scores on another Hastings High turnover. The Tigers have now turned the ball over 10 times. 39-32. Hastings with a 7-point lead with 2:28 to play. Here's Vinny Schmidt. Nice pass down low. His shot is up and in. A timeout's going to be called. Vinny Schmidt goes to Zane Bender, and Bender scores. And the Tigers call the timeout, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings at 405 East 14th Street. Call 462-4600 for all of your pharmaceutical needs. We'll be back with more after this.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney is enjoying this cool weather with spectacular savings on all remaining fall and winter clothing. Save 30% off your favorite suits, sports coats and shoes, dress shirts and ties, and sweaters and sports shirts from Tommy Bahama, St. Croix, and Cutter and Buck. Save 30% off all remaining outerwear, from leather jackets to wool top coats. Ladies, save 30% off all fall and winter clothing in the Hastings location. Shop early for the best selection and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings. And also online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Men's college basketball scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Northwestern beats Concordia in overtime, 108-106 in Seward. Another overtime game in Fremont. Briarcliff beat Fremont, beats Midland today, 74-73. Morningside took care of Doan by a score of 90-74. And it was a Presentation College beating Mount Marty today in Yankton by a score of 93-74. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. 41-32 here. Hastings High has got the lead. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good there by Lobby. And the rebound comes down to Lexington. Mendoza gets the rebound out to Lobby, and now we got a traveling violation. Lobby facing some pressure out here and above the top of the key there, and a traveling violation is called on Caleb Lobby. So Hastings High will get the ball back here. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Tigers out on top of Lexington by the score of 41-32. Minky has got the ball on the near sideline, and now we got a, what do we have here? We got a personal foul called on Hastings. We go on Reimer. Reimer was in the area of Minky, but he didn't have the ball. Sam Reimer is guilty of a push-off here right in front of the Tiger bench, right in front of Coach Lance. Reimer picks up his second personal foul. Here comes McEwen back now for Lexington. Jump pass comes over here to Lobby. Lobby works it to the right side of the dribble now for Lexington. Pulls up on the wing on the right side. Picked up by Vinny Schmidt. Down on the baseline, there's McEwen. His shot's going to be no good from 17. Rebounded by Soderlund. Soderlund keeps it alive now to Lobby. Lobby again. Bounce pass goes to McEwen. He mishandles the ball. The scramble is on here at the free throw line, and it's going to be a jump ball. Four players hit the deck there, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Tigers will get it. The football coach is on hand there. We like that hit right there at the free throw line. A big old pile up at the charity stripe. Hastings High will get the ball with a minute and 26 seconds to play. And the ball game now is going to be Jade Faggett. He comes in. Here comes Easton Young back into the ball game now for Lexington. Nick Amber back into the ball game for Hastings High, and he'll play things in on the near sideline. He gets it into Reimer. And Reimer will bring things up across the midcourt stripe here. Hastings trying to build on their 41-32 lead. They work the ball inside to Zane Bender. Bender back outside, dribbling Nick Hamburger. Tries to penetrate, gives her up here to Vinny Schmidt. Now inside to Bender. Spins, his shot's going to be no good. Blocked out of his hands, but a foul is going to be called. Kenton is going to be hit with his fourth personal foul there for Lexington. That's going to be his fourth personal foul, and it's going to be team foul number six called on Lexington here in the second half of play. So Colin Kent now in some foul trouble for the Minutemen. Going to the free throw line will be Bender for Hastings. Bender's got four field goals, 8 points in the ball game. His first chance is some free throws here. Foul in the active shooting, so only have two shots here. 57% foul shooter on the year, and his shot is up there and in. Seth Soderlund coming back in the ball game now for Lexington. He's going to replace Colin Kenton, who will come to the bench with four personal fouls. Zane Bender will go back to the free throw line here for Hastings, a 6'4" sophomore who's seen some playing time today. Next shot is up there and good by Bender. He's now got 10 points in the ball game here for the Tigers, 43-32. Hastings back out to an 11-point lead here in this third quarter. Tigers pressuring in backcourt. Easton Young has got the ball. Two-handed pass going to be deflected by Schmidt. Young picks her back up and then loses the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Hastings ball, they turn it away here. Good job by the Tigers. Pressure defense. That's going to be turnover number 7 on Lexington here in the ball game. Hastings High will play things in now with 55 seconds to play in the third. Already leading by a score of 43-32 here in the contest. Here's a Sam Reimer with the ball. Reimer bounce pass to Vinny Schmidt. Goes up. It's going to be stripped away. And it's picked up here by Mendoza back the other way for Lexington. Mendoza takes it all to the baseline, comes inside to Soderlund, drives down the lane. He's hacked on the arm, and a foul is called. Soderlund will now go to the free throw line for the Lexington Minutemen as he was fouled into play there by Zane Bender of Hastings. Bender picks up his second. Soderlund to the free throw line. He's 0-for-2 so far from the line today. He'll have a couple more shots here. He's got three field goals in the scorebook. for the Minutemen as he eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot good. Lexington now 4 out of 9 on free throws here this afternoon. Here comes Bilal back into the ball game for Hastings. Here comes Karloff back in there as well. Vinny Schmidt's going to come out of the contest now for Hastings High. Reimer's going to check out. 38.9 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings with a 10-point lead at 43-33 is Seth Sonderland. We'll go back to the free throw line here for Lexington, a 6'2" junior for the Minutemen. They're looking for their 31 of the season here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Sonderland. The ball is tipped out, picked up by Hamburger. So Nick Hamburger has got the ball for Hastings. And now Lance is up in front of the Hastings high bench. He says, let's play for one here, guys. Nick Hamburger races the ball across the midcourt stripe here. Tigers running the offense. Morgan Karloff out here. Morgan Karloff out near the 10-second line and dribbling with the ball here against the Lexington Minutemen. Easton Young out of his face defensively. Hamburger gets the ball back, checks the clock. We're down to 13 seconds to go. They get the ball away now to Karloff out near the 10-second line. He drives the ball against Young all the way to the basket. He's running one-hander. Good. Morgan Karloff scores there for Hastings. He's got 15 in the ball game. 2 seconds, 1 second, the shot. Good. Just across the 10-second line. That was Trevor McEwen throwing up the three-pointer there for Lexington. Just across the 10-second line, it goes banking in off of the glass right through the hole. The three-point field goal is good at the buzzer by Trevor McEwen. So we've reached the end of the third quarter here this afternoon for the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 45, Lexington 36.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
High scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. Located on South Burlington, just south of the Sonic Drive-In, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. All the men's basketball scores in the GPAC are now final, and nobody wanted to play defense today. Nebraska Wesleyan beat Dort by a score of 120-113. Northwestern over Concordia in overtime, 108-106. Briarcliff got by Midland in Fremont, 74-73. Morningside, 90. Doan, 74. And Presbyterian College, or Presentation College, got by Mount Marty today, 93-74. Those are the men's scores in GPAC basketball today on a busy Saturday for high school and college ranks. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct. On South Burlington and Hastings, there's a shot taken by Young, no good. Follow shot, no good. Taken there by Kenton, and the rebound comes out of Hastings' eye. So the Tigers have the lead, 45-36. We're now in the fourth quarter of play here at the jungle at Hastings High. Hastings comes in to the forecourt here as Karloff stops at the free throw line. Karloff looking to get away. He does as he gets a pass away from to Hamburger. Drives it down the right side of the lane. And we got contact made on a drive in. It's going to go on Lex. Tyson Block picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 7 now on Lexington. So Hastings now in the bonus situation in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Hastings protecting a 9-point lead right now at 45-36. Nick Hamburger to the line. He has not been there today. He's a 61% foul shooter in the season. This will be a 1-1 opportunity for Nick Hamburger. First one is up there. Good. So Nick will have another one. He's averaging 7.2 points per ball game. He's got 4 points in this contest this evening. Nick Hamburger will have one more shot for the Tigers. Nick sets, throws it up there, the shot in and out, and falls off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Kenton. Kenton has got it for Lexington out of McEwen. This is the guy that threw in a three-pointer right at the end of the third quarter as he comes up the floor. Comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Sonderland with the ball. Back outside to Easton Young. Moves it down in the corner. There's Mendoza. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lex. Sonderland, his shot is up there around the rim. 3 times and down through the hole. Seth Sonderland scoring there. He's got 9 points in the ball game. A minute into the fourth quarter, Lexington is within 8 points again, 46-38. Here's Hastings High with the ball. Karloff runs into traffic out here, and a foul is going to be called. Is that going to go on Kenton again? If it is, he's gone. That's going to be the case. Colin Kent just picks up his fifth personal foul, and he is out of the ball game. So Kenton fouls out with 6 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. He's going to leave with 2 points. So Colin Kenton comes to the bench now. The 6'5" and senior there for Lexington. Checking into the ball game is going to be Jade Faggett. Faggett at 6'3" and a junior for Lex. Vinny Schmidt also coming into the ball game for Hastings High. So that's going to be the 8th team foul called on Lexington. Hastings will have some free throws here, at least the one-on-one situation. Karloff will go to the free throw line. Karloff has got 15 points in the ballgame, 2 of 2 from the line. His shot is up there. It's perfect. Karloff will have one more here for the Tigers. He's averaging 13 points per ballgame. He's got 16 in the ballgame here this afternoon. Hastings now with a 9-point lead here in this one at 47-38, trying to break a 3-game losing streak here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It is good. Karloff hits a pair. And it's now 48-38. A 10-point lead for Hastings. Pressure by the Tigers again here in backcourt. Here's a Clay Hernandez with the ball, who's into the ball game now for Lexington. He runs it up the right side. His pass is deflected back out of bounds. Nick Hamburger elevating there and deflecting the ball out of bounds. So Lexington will play it in just across the 10-second line on the far sideline. They get it into the backcourt to Hernandez, and he'll set things up here for Lex. Clay Hernandez with the ball, dribbling out here against Vinny Schmidt. Bounce pass right side. McEwen for three. Shots an air ball. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Belau with the rebound. Belau gets it away down to Sam Reimer. Reimer left-handed dribble. He switches hands, and he comes into the forecourt. Goes to Karloff, top of the key. Shot for three is no good. Long rebound picked up by Sonderlund for Lexington. Sonderlund gets the ball to McEwen. Long pass ahead. It's going to be deflected away. Hamburger had it. He lost it. And it's picked up here by Mendoza. Lexington gets it back down to McEwen. Lobs the ball inside of Mendoza. His shot no good. Blocked, but a foul is called. Addison Belau is going to be hit with a personal foul here for the Tigers. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings. This will be a shooting foul, though, as Williams Mendoza will go to the free throw line here for Lexington. He's got 7 points in the ball game. This will be his first chance at a free throw here in the ball game this afternoon. So Williams Mendoza will toe the mark here for Lexington. His shot is up there. Rattles out of there. No good. 6:04 to play here in the fourth quarter. 48-38. Hastings High out on top by 10 points. Williams Mendoza will have one more shot here. As he eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and his shot is up there. That one is good. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. That's now 48-39. Hastings High has got the lead. Tigers have led this baby from the start. Got up to a 14-4 lead in the first quarter. There's a Karloff down to Belau. A shot good, and he's fouling the play. Karloff kind of forced his way to the basket there. Had a couple of Minutemen hanging all over him. Got the ball down to Belau, and he scores right underneath the basket, and he's fouling the play. Belau now with 10 points in the basketball game. The personal foul is whistled on Jake Faggett of Lexington. That's going to be his second. Now Belau goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's no good as he misses the free throw. Rebound is loose to the far sideline. 3 players hit the deck. Jump ball is going to be called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings High. So the Tigers will get the ball back here after the missed free throw. Hastings will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Nick Hamburger will trigger things in here for the Tigers. Hamburger looking. Finally gets it in the Karloff, not a Hamburger, circles around, top of the key, down the lane he goes. Nice pass to Belau, shot good. Addison scores another field goal. He's got 12 points in the ball game. And now it's a 52-39 ball game. Hastings out on top. Here's McEwen double-teamed at backcourt. Comes over here to Clay Hernandez, now down on the baseline to Sonderlund. As he drives, he's going to be fouled into play. Sonderlund trying to take the ball from the left corner to the rack there, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Belau. That's going to be his third. The third foul on Belau. Team foul number 7 on Hastings High. Into the ball game now for Lexington is going to be Caleb Lauby. Going to the free throw line for Lex is going to be Seth Sonderlund. He is 1 out of 4 from the stripe this afternoon. He'll have a 1-1 here. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be off of their right side. It falls off of there. No good. Rebound Hastings. Morgan Karloff brings the ball up now for the Tigers back into their offensive zone. Karloff out here in three-point territory, moves it to the right side on the dribble. Bounce pass goes inside. Belau, a shot is up and in. Boy, Addison is having his way inside for the Tigers. He has scored the last several trips down the floor here for Hastings High. He's now got 14 points in the ballgame. Morgan Karloff leading the way so far. He's got 17 for Hastings. Tigers out to a 15-point lead, 54-39. There's Hernandez. His three-pointer is up there no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Lexington. They say Hastings High touched it. The Tigers will play things in. Oh, it'll be Lexington playing things in here on the near sideline. Sonderlund gets it into McEwen. He drives the ball to the goal. He stopped on the baseline. Comes out here to Caleb Lobby. Cross-court pass there. Goes to a Mendoza. Mendoza looking. Goes down in the corner right side. A long-range jumper by Sonderlund. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. That's Morgan Karloff with the ball. Karloff gets the ball to Hamburger. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Bilal. He's too far underneath the basket. Comes out here to Reimer on the near sideline. Reimer. Skip pass goes to Hamburger on the left wing. He drives it now to Vinny Schmidt from the corner. Shot good. Vinny Schmidt knocks down a three-pointer. He's got three threes tonight. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings High has opened up an 18-point lead, 57-39 with 4:20 to play. Here's a Hernandez with the ball. Hernandez out to Mendoza from the top of the circle. That one rims off no good. Bound for the rebound on the baseline. Lexington tries to save it. It's picked up by Hastings. Here comes a Morgan Karloff, 2-on-1. Karloff to the hole, a shot no good. Rebound, follow shot, good. Nick Hamburger scores there for Hastings High after the miss from Karloff. Hamburger now with 6 points in the ballgame, and the Tigers have a 20-point lead, 59-39 now over Lexington, 3:53 to play. There's a McEwen with the ball. McEwen drives it down the lane. Scoop shot is up there at the end. Got a little seam in the defense there and took it right to the hole and scores. McEwen now with 16 points in the ballgame. We've got a timeout, Lexington. With 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, New View Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from New View Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with New View Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. NFL playoffs going on today. Good ball game between Baltimore and New England. We see there's 10 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the football game today. Baltimore has got the lead over New England by the score of 31-28. Later on tonight, you've got Carolina playing at Seattle. Two more games on tap for tomorrow, but Baltimore has got the lead over New England in the NFL playoffs today by the score of 31-28. The score here in boys high school basketball, 59-41. Hastings High has got the lead over Lexington, after the girls picked up a 20-point win in the opener. There's Karloff. His finger roll is up there. His shot's going to be off of the front iron. No good. The rebound comes down to Lex. We're approaching the three-minute mark here in the basketball game. Driving down the lane. Mendoza, his shot is up there. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Bilal of Hastings. That isn't Bilal with the ball. Now we got a foul is going to be called down here on Lexington. That's going to go on to Mendoza. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Lexington. So now we're in the double bonus situation. Nebraska basketball coming your way tomorrow on our network of stations here on 1230 KHS. We'll have the Nebraska women playing at Illinois beginning at 2 o'clock. That'll be on 1230 KHS. The Nebraska men will host Illinois tomorrow night. Pregame at 6:30 on the Breeze, KLYQ 94.5. Shot from the free throw line by Addison Bilal is going to be good. He's now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Bilal's got 15 points in the ball game. Morgan Karloff, he has got 17 to lead the Tigers here tonight. Addison Bilal will have one more shot. It's up there and in as he backs that one home. Bilal's going to check out. Here comes Zane Bender into the ball game. So Bilal leaves with 16 points. A good effort there by Bilal, who's been averaging 6.3 points per ball game. Now they roll the ball in. It's going to be picked up here by Clay Hernandez. Lexington is trailing by 20 points in the ball game. The pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Driving, shooting, and scoring is Reimer. Sam Reimer gets the interception, the steal there, and he drives it to the goal, and he hits his first field goal of the ball game. Hastings now leading 63-41. Now the pass is deflected out of bounds. Hastings is playing pretty good defense here in this basketball game here tonight. And now Lance Creech is going to clear the bench here with 3 minutes to play with a 22-point lead. Michael Collicott coming into the ball game for Hastings High. Jared Foote also coming in. There's a Bryant Meeke coming to the ball game for Hastings High as well. So the Tigers look like they're about ready to break a three-game losing streak here in this one as they've got a commanding lead over Lexington. The score is 63-41. Here in high school basketball, Bryant Meeke with the ball. Meeke trying to drive it. Traveling violation. Runs into some traffic down there and a traveling violation on the Tigers. That's 12 turnovers. Now in Hastings High here in the ball game. 2:49 to play here in the contest. We'll name our players of the game and our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here this evening at the Jungle at Hastings High. This is Lexington working with the ball in their offensive zone. A two-handed pass comes to the near sideline. That's Easton Young with the ball as he works against Bryant Meeke. Takes it to the free throw line and a little hand check there. It's going to go on Meeke. Meeke picks up his second personal foul. It's team foul number 8 on Hastings. This will be a one-on-one situation now for Easton Young. He has not scored, has not shot a free throw in the ball game here today. So Easton Young will go to the free throw line for the one-and-one with 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. Easton Young looks up there. His shot is off of the right side. No good. Rebound Hastings. Zane Bender with a rebound for the Tigers. Out of Bryant Meeke. Meeke hustles back the other way. Goes over in the corner. The ball's going to be bobbled there. It's picked up by Andrew Saltz is in the ball game now for the Lexington Minutemen. There's Easton Young. He's open for three. Takes the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Lexington. With the ball there is going to be Tyson Block inside the free throw circle. His shot's going to be no good. Ball battled for again and is picked up here by Hastings High. Bryant Meeke with the ball here in backcourt. He'll race her back the other way against Easton Young. Goes to the far sideline. They get her back here to Meeke. He hustles into the forecourt down here in the right corner. He drives it toward the goal. His little short jumper is up there. That one rattles out. No good. Offensive rebound Bender. His shot is no good. And then we got a foul call on the rebound. Somebody went tumbling out of bounds there for Lexington. That was Andrew Salt as he gets back up. Andrew Size, he gets back up there. Now we got a personal foul called on Hastings High. That's going to go on Jared Foote. That's going to be his first. So into the free throw line is going to be Andrew Size for Lexington. This will be the first free throw of the year for Andrew Size as he toes the mark here at the 146 mark of this fourth quarter. Shot is up there. It's good. Andrew Size gets in the scorebook here for Lexington. Size, a 5'9" freshman. Now the Tigers are going to send the rest of the squad in here. Cody Smith is going to come into the ball game for Hastings High. Peter Gooden is also going to check in there. Another sophomore for head coach Lance Creech. Size's second free throw is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound. Lexington is going to grab it here. Size gets the ball back as Lexington works with it here under 2 minutes to play. Here's McEwen. He's still into the ball game, though, for Lexington. He's going to drive the ball to the rack. His shot is good, and it won't count. He is fouling the play on the way in there. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Jared Foote. That's going to be his second. So now it's going to be McEwen going to the free throw line. He's got 16 points here in the ball game tonight. He's 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots here. Both teams now over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Shot is up there. That one is good. Hastings High will improve to 6-5 after this one here today. Next up on the docket for the Tigers, we're going to have McCook next Friday night. McCook, a team that's currently 2-7 on the season. Lexington will play at Kearney Catholic on Tuesday. Next shot by McEwen is up there and in. Now the score is 63-44. Hastings High has got the lead here in this one. Here's a Gooden with the ball in backcourt. Lexington continues to pressure back here. Easton Young with the ball, Hastings High with the ball down the left sideline, and now we got it lost out of bounds. Lost out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 13 on Hastings. Ball lost out of bounds there by Cody Smith of the Tigers. Minute and 27 seconds to play. Lexington has got the ball back the other way. Here's Clay Hernandez. Comes into the forecourt, the lobby. Now outside of the top of key, trying to drive it there. And we got a personal foul called. Foul number 15, Michael Collicott. That's his first personal Hunter Tilbers going to the free throw line now here for Lexington as everybody's getting in the act here, late in the basketball game. He'll have a couple of shots here for Lexington. His first one is up there. It's going to be good. He'll get one more. End of the ball game now for Lexington. It'll be Chandler Flynn. He's a 6 foot senior who gets into the ball game here at the 119 mark. Kilburr's next shot is up there. It's going to be good. He knocks down a couple of free throws for Lexington. 63-46. Hastings High has got the lead with a minute and 19 seconds to play. Tigers come back with the ball. Here's a Peter Gooden in backcourt. Gooden brings the ball here to a Cody Smith. Races it down the right sideline into the offensive zone. Cody Smith dribbling with the ball here. Around Hernandez, takes it down to the baseline, and a foul is going to be called on Hernandez. Hernandez is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. And now Hastings is going to have some free throws. This is going to be Cody Smith going to the free throw line here for Hastings. So Smith with a chance to get a point or two. Next one is up there. It's going to be good. So Cody Smith scores there for Hastings. A 6 foot sophomore for the Tigers. Cody will have one more shot here. It's up there, and the shot is no good. It hits the front iron, and the rebound comes down to Lexington. 64-46. The Tigers have the lead here. Andrew Sides has got the ball for Lex at the top of the key. Kilburz has got it. Now to Sides again, trying to dribble inside. Can't do it. Lexington working against the Tigers' man-to-man defense. Driving again is Kilburz. Picks him out beyond the ring. That's going to be Sides with the ball. Now back down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper by Kilburz. It's good. He knocks down a long two-point field goal there. Hunter Kilburz now with 4 points in the ball game. Wait here. 30 seconds to play. It's now 64-48. Tigers have the lead. Hastings with the ball as they get it back in their offensive zone for the final times here. We're down to 23 seconds to play. Tigers working with the ball down in the corner. That's Cody Smith with the ball as they hammered inside, and a foul is going to be called. They got it inside to Michael Collicott. He goes up with a shot, and he got all kinds of Minutemen hanging all over him. Caleb Lobby picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. And now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Collicott. He's hit 50% of his free throws so far this year. Michael Collicott to the free throw line now for Hastings with 16.9 seconds to play. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. He'll get one more. So Hastings High will improve to 6-5 in the season after this one here tonight. Lexington will drop to 2 wins and 9 losses. Collicott will have one more here for the Tigers. 64-48 is the score. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Comes out here to Andrew Size. Dribbles behind his back to bring it into the offensive zone. Size throws up a three. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose. It is kicked out of bounds. And Hastings High will play things in with 8.1 seconds to play. Coming up, we've got our player of the game and the coach's postgame show before we get out of here tonight. Hastings High going to have a doubleheader sweep as the girls picked up a 20-point win in the opener, 56-36. And the Tigers, a very impressive win here as the time is going to expire. And Hastings High is going to win over Lexington tonight by a score of 64-48. So the Tigers improve to 6 wins and 5 losses on the season. They'll host McCook next Friday night. Lexington now 2-9. The Minutemen will head for Kearney Catholic on Tuesday night. The Tigers lead it all the way here tonight. They win 64-48. Back with a recap after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings, and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
are back here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. The Tigers win it today over Lexington by the score of 64-48. Hastings High jumped on Lexington early, got to a 14-4 lead here in the ballgame, led 19-8 at the end of the first quarter. Lexington closes the gap to 4 points at 24-20 with 3 minutes and some change left in the second quarter. Hastings High led at the halftime break, though, 30-23. Lexington not really able to make a serious challenge in the second half of play. They did get it down to 7 points at one point, 39-32. Hastings led by 9 at the end of 3, 45-36, and then had to go their way in the fourth quarter as they outscored Lexington 19-12 in the final quarter, and Hastings High wins it tonight by a score of 64-48. So the Tigers now 6-5 on the season. They'll get ready for McCook next Friday night. Lexington, they dropped to 2 wins and 9 losses. They will play at Kearney Catholic on Tuesday. Morgan Karloff leads the way for Hastings High. He had 17 points in the ballgame today. Addison Bilau had 16. Also in double figures was Zane Bender. He had 10. Vinny Schmidt, he had 9 points. Nick Hamburger had 6. 3 points for Bryant Minkey and 2 points for Sam Reimer. Hastings High hitting 12 out of 18 from the free throw line in the ball game here tonight. Unofficially, 13 turnovers in the basketball game. Lexington, they were 10 out of 19 from the line. Lexington was led tonight by Trevor McEwen as he scores 18 points. He had 12 in the second half of play. He was the only man to hit double figures tonight for Lex. Seth Sonderlin, he scores 9. 8 points for Williams Mendoza. Then you had 4 points from Caleb Lobby. 1 point for Andrew Size, 2 points for Tyson Block, 2 points for Colin Kenton. He fouled out with 6:51 to play in the basketball game. And then getting in there late for Lexington and scoring 4 points in the ball game was Hunter Kilburs. So Hastings High wins it here tonight, 64-48 over Lexington in the boys' ball game. So the Tigers with a doubleheader sweep today as Hastings High girls knocked off Lexington by a score of 56-36.